you so much for tuning in. My name is Promise Kramer and you're listening to Redivine. On today's episode, we are redividing love without conditions. I had thoughts on this when I saw a beautiful poem by someone in my circle, how they define love without conditions and how that's the way to love each other. And that's got me thinking, and this inspired this podcast today. So a couple of years ago when I started dating, like for real, I also required to be loved without conditions. In my request, I saw myself as worthy of being loved for who I am, and if someone cannot love me fully for who I am with all that I come with, then they were never meant to be with me, then they're not my true love. I've been with my husband, who was that my boyfriend 10 years ago, and we've stuck together, and when we started our union, we both were in the same mindset. We both wanted the other to love us without conditions, and to an extent, to a degree, it worked pretty well. We had our separate lives, we both do our own things, but still really loved each other. But problems started coming up in terms of how we wanted to be loved or how the other person affected us, and sooner rather than later we realized that actually we do need to put some conditions in place for the love to prosper. And it was a gradual kind of development with us that we had to gradually put in conditions for each of us, how we want to be loved or how we want to contribute to the union in order for it to prosper. Now, I didn't think of it consciously like now. I didn't think, okay, now we're putting conditions into this love. I just thought, okay, this is what I require. This is what I need in order for me to be well, to prosper in this relationship. And this is what I think the relationship needs. And he told me what he needs and what would make the relationship prosper for him. And sometimes we will meet backlash and, you know, we think that's, I don't want to do that. Especially when we feel attacked with our character. However, it is always a work in progress, and we realize the more conditions we put that are prosperous to the relationship, the more harmonious and fruitful the union was. So there was benefit in putting in conditions. And I like to think of these conditions as with nature. We see in nature, it always requires conditions for certain things to happen. So like with gardening, when I plant a seed, it will require certain conditions for it to prosper, for it to bear fruits or vegetables, whatever I'm planting. And if I wouldn't provide conditions that would make those outcomes, I will still get other outcomes. Either nothing will come out or it will dry out, or there will still be outcomes. So in our relationship, we saw that the outcomes that we got from putting no conditions and saying, this is who I am, take it, gave us outcomes that we were not so happy about. And with realizing the beautiful aspect of having conditions, made us to be more clear about the conditions that we want to take place and about how we want to be loved. Okay. So I think in every union, and now I'm talking about romantic union, even business relations or family, friends, children, there always needs to be some conditions that each party brings in to help that seed to be prosperous, that seed that is the union. And in a love, in a romantic setting, it would be maybe considering what the partner needs or what you need to be to feel loved, and seeing if the other person is able to meet that, because sometimes conditions are not possible for us to meet. Like if it's winter and we have plants that requires like sun, constant sun, we might not be able to meet those conditions. We might have to substitute and do other things, but we might also have to just let it go because it might die, because in winter it can survive, etc. That is a very far-fetched example. But you get the gist. So when it comes to love, it's the same deal. The clock of romance is just like nature. We have seasons. Like when I think 10 years ago, my partner and I, when we met, we had no children. Before we had children, it was different setting in terms of what the relationship required. We lived in separate places, could meet when it was more convenient for us, and really didn't require much change on ourselves. So it was even easier to say love me for who I am, because we could meet at a certain time then go separate ways. And it progressed very quickly to living together. Then we had children, and suddenly the relationship required differently. For instance, I did never really liked the whole idea of having a clean home or cleaning up and doing all of that, but I had to learn, and I had to come to terms really with this is what the relationship requires now. I have children, and they will require me to be a mom. And what does it mean to be a mom? And that's why in my podcast I talk about the passage of womanhood, because I had to then go through that. I had to embrace womanhood and what am I required to be, whether it's as a wife, as a mom, as a friend, as a sister, as now as a woman. So I had to see the conditions that the seed, our union, is now needed in this season. And now my children are a bit older. My husband is now working mostly at home. So things are, conditions are now different, what we require, what we need in our home for it to prosper. But there still are conditions nonetheless. And if I could come without conditions, which it's false on its own, because even when you say love me without condition, that's already a condition. You're already saying love me with all of this that I have, and that on its own, it's already a condition. Anyway, so if I would come and say I really would like to sleep most of the day, don't want to take the kids to school or to whatever they need to go, I would rather just not do anything really, it wouldn't work. The ship would stop. It wouldn't go further because I'm not running it. And the ship requires the condition of me getting up and staring and doing the things that would get us from point A to point B. Same as with my husband. And understanding the conditions that we need to bring in order for us to make the relationship work is on its own the essence of love, because we see this pure seed, in it lies this amazing fruit or whatever that love is gonna bloom. But we also see that for it to even have a chance to be what the potential that it has, it needs these conditions. It needs a soil, it needs water, it needs the sun, it needs this and that and that and that. And when it has that, it has then the opportunity to be in its best potential. So my take in love without condition is that we need to love with conditions. We need to bring about beautiful conditions that will make us prosper in our unions, in our jobs, in our lives in general. And beautiful conditions are love with conditions.